Hey, you want that to go?
We've got some takeouts on stories we're following this week. And, of course, one of the top stories of today is the car bomb discovered in Times Square. Later on, we're going to talk about the broader implications of that bombing and get some details on where the investigation stands. But first, let's find out about how New York is reacting. We've got Arun Venugopal in with us. He's a reporter with our partner, WNYC, New York Public Radio. You spent the weekend, Sunday, most of Sunday, out there in Times Square. What was it like there? What were people saying? Were they avoiding it? Was it empty?
No, actually, it was quite the opposite. I mean, to a man, it seems like every single person out there was just thrilled, very reassured. Everybody knows what happened. They were there a few hours later, basically, but this entire area, which had been emptied for 10 hours or so, was just thronged with crowds, and they all were very excited, very reassured by what had happened, how the police had handled it.
So you were talking with people who actually took good news out of this. They weren't afraid. They thought this was a sign that the system, that it worked.
Yeah. I mean, they come to New York, they think, oh my God, what a madhouse this place is, right? Times Square, New York City, hot day. Places packed with theatergoers the day before, that is Saturday, when the event happens. And then they see what happens when it really gets crazy. And they were amazed by how orderly things were and then how fast everything reverts to normal. And then they realize, wow, there's actually some sort of like hand of God that's actually operating all this.
No, and then they throng into Times Square to get a piece of history. That's
yeah,
a classic
exactly.
New York tourist thing.
Yeah.
Some of the people you talked to specifically were street vendors, and they played a particular role in catching this car bomb before it exploded.
That's right. I mean, it's really like, despite all the surveillance cameras that the city has all over the city, all the office buildings with their own cameras, it finally comes down to these guys on the street who just happen to know the rhythms, the pace of things. They have the sense of ownership of the streets, and they notice something's a little off. There's a car where it shouldn't be. It's got keys in it. What's going on? Then they alert the cops, the mounted cop who comes on, who realizes everything's wrong.
Well, this is the particular case in which nosy people ends up being kind of good for us, right? I mean, I don't think people realize, A, that people are that aware or watching as much as they are in Times Square, or B, that there's that many video cameras down there.
Oh, it's an amazing network. I mean, basically, that's really what the job is right now to a large extent. It's these cops who are sifting through hundreds of hours of footage. I mean, we have no idea how much
tapes,
we've seen.
Right?
Yeah,
and they were only through like
30. Different angles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they've already found a lot of helpful clues. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I have a sense that from all the video out there that they really know exactly, they're going to be able to put this together, sort of like editors, you know, film editors who are doing their work, but with a much larger, you know, amount of tape, really.
Although we may see more people putting in reports of suspicious behavior now, right, Arun?
I mean, everybody wants to be sort of in on this, right? They've got their video camera out, their little cell phone, that kind of a thing, and who knows what they'll be sending in. But the cops are really saying, bring it on. We really want to have your tape.
Okay. Arun Venugopal is a reporter with our partner, WNYC. Thanks.
Thank you.
Also in New York over the weekend, we'll get a takeout with Louise Story, business and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And for once, we're not talking about Goldman Sachs. We're talking about a $3 billion merger deal announced this morning. We kind of knew it was going to be announced on Friday. What's going on?
So you're going to see the end. If this deal goes through, you'll see the end of Continental. United and Continental Airlines are merging, and it'll become the world's biggest airline. It's a big deal. It has implications potentially for pricing. They want to cut capacity. So, of course, the concern we'll all be thinking about is, does this mean it's going to be more expensive to fly home?
Why does this deal go through versus some other deals that were, you know, attempted really over the last 5 to 10 years where the antitrust regulators said, no, this can't work? Why are United and Continental suited for this deal?
Well, you know, we don't know if regulators
exactly
will approve it. But, you know, Delta and Northwest merged a couple years ago. That made that the biggest airlines. Delta now has 20% of global of U.S. capacity, 20%. If United and Continental merge, they'll be at 21%. So they'll be just over Delta, but they won't be, you know, two times over Delta. The other thing that regulators will look at is how mergers in the past have affected prices. And interestingly, in recent years, mergers in the airlines have not driven prices up. That's because we've had a lot lower demand in flying. And also, you keep having so many new startup low-price airlines that it keeps the competition and prices going. So that's what they'll be looking at.
So the competition really isn't between the big ones. It's all the big ones and Southwest and some of these smaller carriers.
Right. And, you know, think about all the new airlines you see all the time you go to the airport. You see these startup airlines coming in with lower prices, and that keeps the price competition going.
Those people are busy. The sign painters at the airports.
They are. I mean, every time I'm there, I'm struck. I mean, I saw one the other day, Air Miami, and I'm like, I've never seen that before. I feel like every time I'm there, I see a new something I've not seen before painted on a plane.
All right, so let's say you're somebody with a lot of Continental frequent flyer miles and a lot of United frequent flyer miles. Is this a good thing for you, or what's going to happen here?
Oh, all the power of your frequent flyer miles will be just exponentially greater, I guess. But certainly, you know, the airlines usually translate those over. And so if you've got Continental miles, they'll probably be called United miles if this goes through.
And if this does go through, it would take effect in the fourth quarter of this year. So nothing changes for a while.
That's right. So the end of the year, if you're flying Continental in a few weeks, don't worry. Nothing's different yet.
And Continental has a hub in Houston and a big hub in Newark. United has a hub in Chicago. Does this help the New York market?
Well, they're saying that the headquarters would be in Chicago. This is United is coming out. They're going to own 55% of the company. So really, United's buying Continental, but Continental's CEO is going to run the combined company. So there's really a merger here. You know, one thing I was wondering, I quite like a lot of Continental's ads, the print ads they have with kind of little puns in them, you know, like they are industry standards. Thankfully, we have our own. They have these little puns on ads.
Yeah.
So
Fly
I wondered right, if maybe their advertising would carry over into the merged company because they have fun ads.
Will they keep their sense of humor? This
yeah.
is a $3 billion deal. Will it have an effect on the market? Sometimes big mergers do have an encouraging effect on the market, making people think that it's optimistic.
Well, you know, there has been a lot of bad news for the airlines. They've been having a lot of trouble eking out a profit. And so certainly if you see a lot of cost savings here, it might make people more optimistic for airlines. The bigger thing is the recovery in the economy, which is making people a little more optimistic. Whether people might fly more is an optimistic sign.
$3 billion deal. Continental joins United. We'll see if they keep their sense of humor. Louise Story, business and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much. The Agenda coming up.